Have you downloaded the free coloring sheet for this lesson? Click the link in our show notes to print and color along as you listen. And join the Nat Theo Club at the link in our show notes to receive a full lesson and activity guide and a bonus video of content every single week so you can dive deeper into every lesson. Explore God's wild and wonderful world in the Nat Theo Club at erinlynham.com/club or at the link in our show notes.
To another good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you. Two weeks ago, we took a bit of an African safari as we learned all about God's design in lions. Today, we are discovering another amazing creature in Africa, giraffes. As I researched for this lesson, I was overwhelmed by God's goodness. This happens to me all the time when I'm learning about nature, and I hope it happens to you also, that as we are learning about God's wild and wonderful world, we are in awe of how creative and smart he is. And that is definitely the case with giraffes. They have so much to teach us about God. So let's dive in. Here is our trail map.
Are you ready?
We are going to learn, does a giraffe get dizzy? What do giraffes teach us about engineering? Why do giraffes have spots? And how are giraffes like a watchman? Before we hit the trail, let's thank our sponsor who helped make this lesson possible, Apologia Curriculum. When we began homeschooling, I kept hearing about Apologia. Friends used Apologia, family used Apologia, and our new homeschool enrichment program used Apologia. As our family dove in, we found out why Apologia is a trusted and well-loved resource amongst homeschool families. Apologia checks all of the important boxes for me as a homeschool mom. Their lessons are fun and engaging. I love learning right alongside my kids. The photography and diagrams are beautiful and helpful. They have audiobook options for all learning styles. They explain big ideas in science in ways that we can all understand. And most importantly, everything points back to Christ, so my kids are growing in faith while learning about God's creation. You can dive deep into God's design in land animals, including the giraffes that we are learning about today, with their Zoology 3 Land Animals course at the link in our show notes. Discover all of Apologia's Christ-centered curriculum, including science, math, language arts, the Bible, and worldview at apologia.com, and order their Zoology 3 course at the link in our show notes. It's time for our trivia question. What is a group of giraffes called? A, a flock, B, a scamper, C, a school, or D, a tower? Again, what is a group of giraffes called? A, a flock, B, a scamper, C, a school, or D, a tower? Take a guess and we will find out at the end of today's lesson. And Nat Theo Club members, after this lesson, click play on the bonus video where we will discover why male giraffes battle it out by swinging their long necks and heads at each other. You can find that bonus video at the link in our show notes or in your Nat Theo Club dashboard. Listeners, you can dive deeper into all of our lessons by joining the Nat Theo Club at the link in our show notes. When you join, you gain instant access to all of our extra materials and videos. Here's a recent review from one of our listeners. We are the Stark family, and we love your podcast so much. We listen to it for science, and my kid's favorite is, why are foxes so sneaky? Thank you, Stark family. I am so grateful to have you listening, and I'm glad you enjoyed the fox episode. Listeners, please take a moment today to rate and review Nat Theo on Apple Podcasts. All right, let's hit the trail. Giraffes are not the kind of creature that can walk by unnoticed. They are not like an ant that might be so tiny that no one sees it. And they're not like a rabbit that is so quiet that it can dart into a bush without catching anyone's attention. No, giraffes are different and very noticeable. They certainly stick out in a crowd. In the wild, giraffes only live in Africa. They are in a family or a category called Giraffidae. There is only one other animal in the Giraffidae family. It is called the okapi. Have you ever heard a giraffe making noise? This brings up a great question from one of our listeners.
Hi, my name is Jenna. I'm 6 years old, and I'm wondering what noises giraffes make.
What a fun question, Jonah. What noises do giraffes make? Giraffes are quiet creatures. They don't make a whole lot of noise, but they do grunt and snort. Giraffes might make more sounds than we realize. It's likely that they produce an infrasonic sound. That is a sound that is so low in frequency that human ears cannot hear it. We discovered how elephants can do this on Lesson 80. Researchers have also discovered that giraffes sometimes make a unique sound at night. They hum. It might be their way of communicating with each other in the dark. So while giraffes are not very noisy, they do have unique sounds. Thank you for your great question, Jonah. One reason that giraffes stick out, of course, is their height. Giraffes are the tallest land animal that exists in the world today. But how tall is a giraffe? Adult giraffes can be between 13 and 19 feet tall. That's about 4 to almost 6 meters tall. A giraffe's neck alone can be 6 feet or 1.8 meters tall. That means that a giraffe's neck is taller than my whole body is. And they start off tall right from the get-go. A baby giraffe, called a calf, is around 6 feet tall. Think about that. A giraffe calf is born 6 feet tall, which is taller than I am. And when they are full grown, they will be so tall that their neck alone can be 6 feet long. It might seem like it would be hard to get around, being so tall and having such a long neck. But God designed giraffes just right for life with their heads held high. Let me ask you this. Have you ever stood up quickly or raised your head up after leaning over and gotten dizzy? That can happen when our blood pressure suddenly drops for a moment and less blood is going to our brain, and it can leave us dizzy. We might think that a giraffe would get dizzy when it raises its head from low to the ground to 13 to 18 feet high in the air. But God designed giraffes to not get dizzy. Think about this. Our brains need oxygen to live and for us to think and do everything that we do. And our hearts pump blood with oxygen to our brains. But what about a giraffe's brain? A giraffe's brain is pretty far away from the heart inside of its chest. A giraffe's head can be over 6 feet above its heart. So the blood has to travel a long way and up against gravity, which wants to pull it down. So how does the blood get all the way up through the giraffe's long neck and to its brain? The answer is pretty cool. God designed giraffes with super powerful hearts. Like our hearts, a giraffe's heart has 4 different chambers, kind of like little rooms. If you want to learn more about how God designed hearts with chambers, make sure to listen to Lesson 59. 2 of the chambers in a heart are called ventricles. And like us, a giraffe's heart has a left and right ventricle. This is where blood flows through the heart and is pumped out into the giraffe's body to bring oxygen to the rest of its body, which keeps the giraffe alive. This is a very important system. The right ventricle, or chamber, in the heart pumps blood to the giraffe's lungs. That's a pretty easy job because the heart and the lungs, they're close together. It's not a very long journey. But the left ventricle has a much harder job. It pumps blood through the rest of the body. In our case, it's not very far from our hearts to our brains. But what about a giraffe? A giraffe's left ventricle, the chamber in its heart, has to work extra hard to pump blood all the way through its tall body and up to its brain. And God engineered a giraffe's heart to do this very well. The left ventricle in a giraffe's heart has extra thick walls. It's kind of like a super muscle. God also dialed in a giraffe's heartbeat just right for this amazing task. A giraffe's heart spends extra time filling with blood between beats. So when the heart beats, which means it squeezes and pumps blood to the rest of the body, there is a lot of blood to pump. So a giraffe's heart has a specially designed left ventricle chamber that is super strong and spends extra time filling with blood. So when the heart beats, it can send lots of blood around the body and way up through their long neck to the giraffe's brain so it doesn't get dizzy. But what about when a giraffe lowers its head to the ground to get a drink of water? Think about the giraffe's super strong heart pumping with incredible strength to send blood all the way up the neck. Well, when the giraffe bends its head low to the ground to take a drink, the same heart is now pumping blood down the neck. Without a special design, all of that strong pumping blood would cause the giraffe's head to explode with all the pressure from that blood. But God thought about this, and he created special valves, kind of like little doors, in the blood veins of a giraffe's neck. When a giraffe lowers its head down, these valves close and keep too much blood from rushing into the giraffe's brain. Instead of rushing into the brain, the blood sits behind those closed valves, like little closed doors. God designed the blood veins beneath a giraffe's brain to be able to expand, kind of like a water balloon, and hold all of that extra blood. So the blood sits there until the giraffe raises its head back up, and then the stored up blood flows back down to the giraffe's heart. So the heart can then send it to the brain, and the process begins again. That is a really cool design. Giraffes are a wild and wonderful reminder that God engineered creatures just right for life. Revelation 4:11 says, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, because you made all things. Everything existed and was made because you wanted it." Think about the incredible design of a giraffe's heart and neck and blood vessels. It is an amazing work of engineering. It's also a great example of irreducible complexity.
What?
You might not have heard of irreducible complexity before, and that's okay, but I am certain you have seen it, and it's one of my favorite things in science. The scientist Michael Behe teaches about this concept. Let's break it down into simpler words. Irreducible means nothing can be removed or made simpler. And complexity, it's the opposite of simple. It means that something is not simple. It has many parts. So irreducible complexity means something has many parts, and it needs all of those parts at the same time to keep working. If anything is removed, it will break. Here are some examples of irreducible complexity that you might be familiar with. Think about a bicycle brake. A bicycle brake needs a lever and cable and pads. If you take any of those parts away, you might be in trouble because your bike is not stopping. And a flashlight needs a bulb, battery, and switch. If you remove one piece, the light will not turn on. These things need all of their pieces to work. And we see these same systems in nature. You see, nature is not simple. It is complex, with many pieces and working parts. Think about the giraffe's neck and blood system, with its extra strong heart with that special left ventricle, and the blood vessels that can expand and hold blood, and valves to stop the blood from flowing to the brain at just the right time. That is not simple. It is a complex work of engineering. If any of those pieces were removed, what would happen? What might happen if the giraffe did not have a heart with an extra strong left ventricle to pump blood all the way up to its brain? Sadly, the giraffe would die. And what would happen if the giraffe did not have those special valves to keep too much blood out of its brain when it bends its neck down to get a drink? Its head would, well, it would explode and the giraffe would die. And what would happen if the blood vessels beneath its brain could not expand to hold extra blood? The blood vessels could burst from all the pressure. All of these detailed pieces need to work together at the same time. God designed a giraffe whole with all of these pieces at one time so everything could operate well. This concept of irreducible complexity, or things in nature that need all of their pieces working together at the same time, it shows us that creatures could not have developed over time by random chance. They needed all of their pieces at the same time in order to live and have babies to make more of their species. God's engineering in nature shows us that He is very smart. He is a masterful designer. As Psalm 104:24 reminds us, "How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures." Speaking of a cool design, giraffes also stick out in a crowd because of their beautiful spotted pattern. I don't even know if we can really call it spotted. It's kind of like splatters or squares, but we will call them spots. Besides looking really cool, why do you think giraffes have spots? There are two main reasons or purposes for their stylish coat of fur. First, spots help protect them in the African bush or savanna. Those spots help break up the pattern on a giraffe's body, so it's not one big, solid body of color that predators could easily see. Instead, having darker brown spots helps them camouflage or blend into their surroundings and go unnoticed by a predator, like a lion. A second purpose for their spots is to keep them cool. God built into giraffes an incredible thermoregulation system.
Huh?
That's a big word, thermoregulation, but it simply means how animals and people keep their body temperature just right, not too hot and not too cold. You see, for our bodies to work correctly, they need to be kept at the right temperature. Different kinds of animals have different ways of keeping their temperatures just right. Here are some examples. Dogs pant to blow heat out of their bodies. Elephants flap their ears or roll in the mud to stay cool. Birds fluff up their feathers to trap warm air. And reptiles like lizards and turtles and snakes bask in the sunshine to keep warm. Can you think of ways us humans warm up or cool down to keep our body temperature just right? Our bodies can sweat to cool off, and they can shiver to help warm up. Sometimes we even get those little goosebumps on our skin, which makes our hairs stand up, trapping a thin layer of warm air. And we can do different things like drinking water or moving to the shade or sun and changing clothes to become warmer or cooler. But what does a giraffe's spots have to do with thermoregulation or keeping the giraffe at the right temperature? Beneath a giraffe's spots is an incredible network of blood vessels. There is a large blood vessel that surrounds each patch, almost like it's outlining the patch, like a marker would outline a circle on a piece of paper. Only the blood vessel is beneath the giraffe's skin. That large blood vessel outline is connected to a bunch of smaller blood vessels underneath the giraffe's patch. This network of blood vessels beneath each patch works like a little window for releasing body heat. So if a giraffe body is getting too warm in the hot African sun, the giraffe can send heat out of its body through the blood vessels beneath the patches. Isn't that amazing? But just wait, because God's splatter paintings on giraffes get even cooler. Every giraffe has its own unique pattern of spots, just like your fingerprint is unique to you. No one has the same fingerprint or pattern on their finger. Just like that, a giraffe's spots are all its own. God paints every giraffe unique. Just like He has made you unique and special. And even more so, because you are made in God's image. There is no one like you. He made you wonderfully. As Psalm 139, verse 14 says, "I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. What you have done is wonderful. I know this very well." Whenever you see a giraffe, whether in a photo or video or at the zoo or perhaps on an African safari, I hope its unique spotted pattern reminds you that God made you one of a kind. Do you remember how tall a giraffe is? Adult giraffes can be 13 to 19 feet tall. That's about 4 to 5.8 meters tall. We learned about their incredibly strong hearts, pumping blood all the way through their long necks up to their brain. But why are giraffes so tall in the first place? For one, I believe it's because God loves variety. Just as we saw in how God makes every giraffe's spots unique. And we see in humans that He made some humans taller and some humans shorter. I believe that God simply wanted some tall animals in creation because He is a God, a creative God who loves diversity. And a giraffe's tall design definitely helps them out on the savanna. Giraffes can easily reach leaves high up on tall acacia trees. They have the highest branches to pick from, and they have very little competition for those leaves because other animals can't get to them unless they can climb up the tree. Another benefit of being so tall is that they can easily spot predators from far away. And this is not only helpful to the giraffe, but also to animals around them. Scientists believe that other species of animals, including zebras, hang out with giraffes because giraffes are very good watchmen. Do you know what a watchman's job is? A watchman is someone who keeps a lookout for danger to protect others. Along with a tall body and long neck, God has also given giraffes excellent eyesight. They can spot predators from far away, long before a shorter zebra could see it. Zebras have been observed spending a lot of time with giraffes, almost as if they are a part of the group of giraffes. It's believed that as other animals hang out with giraffes, they watch to see if a giraffe shows a sign of distress or acts like a predator might be approaching, which gives the other animal an early warning sign to be ready to run. God knew that in a world that is broken by sin's curse and has predators, giraffes and other animals would need ways to stay safe. And giraffes' tall bodies and long necks and great vision make them excellent watchmen on the savanna. The Bible talks about how important watchmen are. Ezekiel was a prophet who had the important job of sharing God's word with others. In Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17, God told Ezekiel this, "Human, I now make you a watchman for Israel. Anytime you hear a word from my mouth, warn them for me." It is important to have watchmen in our lives too. Those are people that keep an eye out for us and warn us of danger. Your parent or caregiver is a watchman as they keep an eye out on you as you explore the woods or play near a river. They always have your safety in mind. We also need spiritual watchmen in our lives. That might also be your parent or caregiver. It could also be a pastor, a Sunday school teacher, or a youth leader. Maybe it's a grandparent. These are people that help us follow God's ways. They encourage us in reading the Bible and spending time in prayer and steering clear of the enemy's tricks, traps, and temptations. Do you have someone like that in your life? I have been blessed with many spiritual watchmen and watchwomen in my life. My parents and my aunt and my grandma, they always helped me walk with the Lord and they prayed for me. I had youth leaders, especially in middle school and high school, who taught me God's word and helped me see God's truth when life was hard. If you do not have anyone like that in your life, pray and ask God to bring watchmen, people that you can learn from and will help you walk in God's ways. And always remember that God Himself is our perfect watchman. Unlike a giraffe who might get distracted and not see a predator until it's too late, God never gets distracted from keeping us safe. Psalm 127:1 says, "If the Lord doesn't build the house, the builders are working for nothing. If the Lord doesn't guard the city, the guards are watching for nothing." You see, having human watchmen to keep us physically and spiritually safe is very important, but only God is the perfect watchman, and He never looks away or takes a break. Take comfort in Psalm 121:1-3. "I look up to the hills, but where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you be defeated. He who guards you never sleeps." It's time to answer a question from one of our listeners. Here is today's question.
Hi, this is Eli and Owen.
We are 8 and 5 years old.
We want to know how buds stay on power and without getting executed.
Thank you, Eli and Oren, for the great question. How do birds stay on power lines without getting electrocuted? Most birds that land on electric power lines are safe because they only touch one wire at a time. The electricity keeps moving through the wire because that's the easiest path. If the electricity had to go through the bird, it would be harder and a longer path, so the electricity stays in the wire instead. When electric workers fix power lines that have electricity, they have to be very careful, wearing special clothing and using special tools that protect them from getting shocked. Big birds with wide wings and long legs can get hurt if they touch two wires at once or touch a wire and the pole at the same time. The electricity will travel through their body. This can electrocute the bird. But for the most part, birds stay safe as they only touch one wire at a time. Sometimes storms and wind can knock power lines to the ground. Never go near a downed power line. Always call the electric company so they can come safely fix it. Thanks for your great question, Eli and Oren. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world. And Nat Theo Club members, remember after this lesson, click over to the bonus video where we will discover why male giraffes battle it out with their long necks and heads. You can find that bonus video at the link in our show notes or in your Nat Theo Club dashboard. It's time to answer our trivia question. What is a group of giraffes called? A, a flock, B, a scamper, C, a school, or D, a tower? The answer is D, a tower. Isn't that fun? A tower of giraffes. They can also be called a herd of giraffes, but I think tower is more fun. Now it's your turn to explore. Go research or learn about another creature with a fun pattern on their skin or fur. Can you learn why they have that pattern? As you learn about it, enjoy discovering how God is so purposeful and creative in his designs. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this lesson on giraffes, please take a moment to share it with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review Nat Theo wherever you listen. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all